Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night here in Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear. Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze. Eilat remains warm as always, perfect for a late-night stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just under an hour ago, Iran is reportedly using the current ceasefire to dig out buried missiles and launchers. Also, I-24 News reported earlier today that an IDF official warns the latest conflict with Iran could be deemed a failure unless Iran's enriched uranium is removed. Also this hour, from JNS, President Trump expressed dissatisfaction with the latest Iranian proposal to end the war, stating earlier today that he's not convinced by their offer. Separately, Walla reported the retirement of General Tomer Bar earlier today, marking the end of an era in the IDF amid ongoing conflicts. And finally, Forward shared news from earlier today that three women took the rabbinical exam this week, a historic first in Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Times of Israel posted just 45 minutes ago that the U.S. is pulling 5,000 troops from Germany, escalating tensions with Trump over the Iran conflict. In another update, Hiba Nasser noted just 46 minutes ago that the U.S. State Department has approved potential military sales to Israel and Gulf nations valued at over $8 billion. Al Arabiya shared insights 48 minutes ago from a former White House official discussing the effectiveness of Trump's pressure campaign on Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post's recent report highlights concerns that Iran is using the ceasefire to reinforce its missile arsenal. The U.S. believes this activity prepares Iran for a potential resumption of conflict. This development raises regional security alarms, particularly for Israel. Turning to the ongoing nuclear concerns, I-24 News reported that unless Iran's enriched uranium is exported, the recent military efforts could be in vain. An unnamed IDF official suggested that a renewed operation might be necessary. This situation underscores the fragile state of negotiations and the potential for renewed hostilities. Meanwhile, President Trump's dissatisfaction with Iran's proposal, as reported by JNS, could stall diplomatic efforts. He stated earlier that he's not interested in their current offer. This stance may complicate international relations and efforts to de-escalate tensions. Separately, General Tomer Bar's retirement, covered by Walla, marks a significant transition in the IDF's leadership. His departure comes as Israel faces multi-front challenges. The IDF must navigate these without his experienced command, heightening the complexity of current military strategies. And finally, a historic breakthrough for gender equality in Israel. Forward reported that for the first time, women were permitted to take the rabbinical exam earlier this week. This milestone is a step toward greater gender inclusion in religious leadership, signaling potential shifts in societal norms. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reported that Israeli firms are rapidly developing defenses against FPV drones, which are reshaping modern warfare, much like roadside bombs did in the past. Separately, CTEC highlighted the importance of civic engagement in maintaining Israel's innovative edge, emphasizing the responsibility to vote and participate in the democratic process. And finally, Israel Hayom Business noted a rise in fuel prices, with gasoline crossing 8 shekels per liter, impacting transportation costs across the country. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.